Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, let's get to it, as it's now time for us to dive into today's edition of the Chief Travel Leader Series. This portion of the program is sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
And whatever your travel needs are, or whenever you're on the move for leisure or business travel, we encourage you to experience the more than 700 Preferred Hotels and Resorts properties in 80 countries around the world.
Whether you're looking for top luxury resorts, business city hotels, longer stay residence properties, or just something different, Preferred Hotels and Resorts will have you covered. We also have you covered, frankly, if you go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage. Enroll in exclusive elite status as a listener of our show, all for free, and make your travels more rewarding.
All right. For many years now on the show, we've been connecting with the leader of GBTA. That's the Global Business Travel Association. Earlier this year, they named Suzanne Neufang as their new CEO. The business sector of the travel world does continue to face challenging times, so we thought today would be a good time to introduce Suzanne to all of you and check in with her for today's Chief Travel Leader interview.
Suzanne, as this is your first appearance since taking on the role of CEO of GBTA, welcome to America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I appreciate you jumping aboard with us today.
Thank you so much.
On this show, we talk everything and anything in the world of travel. Certainly, though, the CEO in me, with all my years of success in business, it naturally gravitates me to business travel. That's why I love this Chief Travel Leader segment of the show. So nearly every week, there's a different CEO or a top travel industry leader on with us. The pandemic, we all know, has taken a heavy toll on business travel. These days, frankly, it's hard to tell where we are in the timeline of getting beyond the coronavirus. But certainly, you know, the environment has improved. And overall, we're optimistic. You're in regular contact with many GBTA members and businesses. Want to know, what can you report to the nation today with regards to the health and rebound in business travel?
That's a great question. And we've been polling our members around the world, actually, for the last 18 months. And our latest poll that came out in July says that already 50% of companies have picked up and are allowing non-essential business travel on a domestic basis. And that's a 13 percentage point increase from June. So we were on a great trajectory. International is still tough, but we're seeing some improvements there as well. International travel is still shut down by about a basis of 14% are allowing international non-essential trips. So there's still a lot of work to be done there yet for allowing open borders and that kind of thing. But I think for the most part, we're seeing domestic travel from Europe, from Canada, and from the U.S. start to pick up again.
Well, that's certainly a healthy start with that number for non-essential travel. So, Suzanne, one of the things that Robert and I appreciate about doing this radio show is we feel we have the ability to kind of bypass agendas and a lot of misinformation that's out there in the national media. And I'm including travel information in there as well. We're heard on over 480 weekly radio stations. We reach in excess of a million listeners each week. So we feel like we have the ability to get the word out on a large scale. And having you join us today means you have the ability to do that right now. So I'm going to ask you a really direct question. You just took this position on with GBTA in February, and I believe you've been doing a listening tour, kind of going around the country. And I want to hear, you know, what are some areas that have impressed you with their resiliency and efforts to recover? Is there a particular sector in business travel that you're particularly positive about?
Well, I think first and foremost, the essential travelers during the whole period have, you know, deserve medals, because traveling during times of uncertainty when there was a real risk to health, I think was a major, major coup for getting health workers across the country and into other parts of the world as well. I would say that from a travel policy perspective, because we're often on that side of business travel, the travel policymakers have been quite cautious across the board. And then immediately when June came, we started seeing that those policies started to begin to be opening up. And we've seen from a supplier side as well that week over week, in our last poll, 70% we're seeing more business travel happening just on a week over week booking basis. So there are more business travelers out and about. Certainly TSA, everybody else at airports are getting people through. Tourism is one of the things that came back with the boom. And as all business travelers are usually tourists first, what I'm also hearing and seeing is that reluctant business travelers are getting their confidence back by being tourists first and then considering that first business trip.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's well put.
Yeah.
I really do. You know, and on that, we've been talking about our big Let's Go America tour. We kicked that off back in May. The response from the show fans around the country, frankly, has been outstanding. It's exceeded expectations. So next week, Mary and I will be in Chicago. That's going to be stop four on this tour. We'll be at the Palmer House Hotel. They're celebrating their 150th anniversary. And I mention all this because we've chosen a real mix of locations for this big tour we're doing, 10 cities in all, and the purpose is really to help people be more comfortable being back out there traveling, and if that leads to more business travel, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's really meant to, you know, we want to have travel in meaningful ways while encouraging responsible and safe travel, but business cities like Chicago are having greater challenges rebounding, you know, than let's say a location that enjoys stronger leisure travel, I don't know, Miami or Myrtle Beach mm-hmm. or something. So what do you personally feel is holding back this solid rebound? Bounded business travels to, you know, to a Chicago or a Boston or a San Francisco, our home city of New York, New Orleans, elsewhere. What are your thoughts?
Opening of offices. I think as soon as companies bring their employees back to offices, there will be a place to meet. I think the informal meetings I've been having since May have been happening outside eating and then coffee, you know, outside coffee shops where people are comfortable to meet, but that's not a great place to be showing a PowerPoint slide, set of slides. So as we are hearing, you know, some are a little bit delayed now because of the Delta variant, but I think that there are many, many companies in the United States are still planning to or have already opened up their offices, and they're doing so safely, and I think that is driving some of the rebound that we already see week over week with travel on the business side.
You know, what you just said, I think is funny, Suzette.
About
I would
PowerPoint.
Say, well, no, I was going to say the outdoor coffee business is probably up significantly. We're not tracking
booming.
That, but I would say,
yeah.
Right.
So, Suzanne, so when Robert and I have been out on the road this year, there are definitely labor shortages. We certainly can't deny that, and it certainly is affecting hospitality. We were on stop three at Legoland, New York. They're actually well-staffed, a little concerned when kids go back to school in the fall, but basically well-staffed. But we're seeing flights being canceled. Hotels have cut back significantly on housekeeping. Many reasons for all of this. We know restaurants are having trouble finding and keeping cooks and wait staff. We certainly know it's all over the news. The car rental companies are challenged to replenish fleets. And then we've got the passport delays, which people are complaining about.
There's a lot going on.
So there's a lot. So you've got a big job ahead of you. I'd love to know. I know you're new at the helm here, but what are you and you and your team doing at GBTA to help and assist businesses in their efforts to rebound and maybe reset priorities?
Yeah, great questions as well. Certainly we are on the case of the current administration to have a science-based approach to opening international borders for inbound business travelers, because we now are the only ones that aren't reciprocating for European, United Kingdom, and Canadians who are letting vaccinated Americans in. So I think there's a way to do that. We're working on that diligently with both our lobby groups as well as others that we know who are on that COVID task force. I think besides that, the passport concern is something that we're following and chasing very diligently as well. We do have members write in and make sure that that's still high on our list, and we're making sure that we're letting them know about what is happening to make that better. I think further, we stay in regular touch even with the TSA, who is concerned if there's a boom in business travel, when will that be, so that they too have enough people to take care of the security lines at airports. So the car rental situation, you know, we can't help much with the chips that are delayed to make more cars and get those into fleets, but I think therein that there will be a little bit of a seesaw when tourism goes down a bit in September. That is likely when business travel has its high of the year. And so there should be a little bit of relief there for those that are suffering from loss of product or lack of product or lack of staff to be able to take care of a big boom at the same time.
Well, last question from us. We've got about 30 seconds for this, but, you know, since you've taken on the role of GBTA, are you enjoying the experience so far?
Oh, it's an amazing, amazing time to lead a transformation, not just bringing back business travel, but bringing back an association and working with members on a global basis, U.S., Canada, European, British, Latin Americans, and more Asians as well, to make sure that we're allowing this complicated ecosystem to help business travelers to be productive, to be safe, and to really come back with great stories, bigger sales, and better customer relationships.
Well put, Suzanne. Yeah. Listen, this has been a good conversation. I encourage you, please don't be a stranger going forward. Give our best to the GBTA team, and we hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
I will. Thanks so much. You too.
Yeah, all the best. Take care, Suzanne.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, I enjoyed the checking in there with Suzanne. We wish her well right now. Folks, by the way, gbta.org is the website for the Global Business Travel Association. And if you want to hear any part of our conversation with Suzanne again and share it with a friend, you'll find every hour of every broadcast archived on our website at rmworldtravel.com. In about 10 minutes, we'll be answering some of the emails you've sent in. The Destination Spotlight is also ahead this hour. 8 more segments to go, a lot ahead, and that's why the show will return after this quick sponsors break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.